Welcome to D&D Bags, the podcast made by a bunch of D-bags. I'm Joe, the DM.
I am Andy. I play Lazor, the lightly armored, zapping, organic robot.
My name's Charlie, and I play Dwarf McRacist Pants.
Also called Harlow.
Sometimes.
Nobody correct
him. I'm Dax. I'm the guy with the afro who plays Lil Justice.
I'm Avi, and I'm just here so I don't get fined.
Fair enough.
I love the concept of that.
I would find you.
He would find us if
I know Joe would find me if he could. So, like,
if I could, I would absolutely find you.
Only
if
so.
Oh, God, Frank is never getting out of debt.
That's true regardless.
Where's my fucking money, Frankie?
My fucking money!
Break his knees.
Frankie listens to this episode in a few months. Where's my fucking money, Frankie? Oh no, he still knows.
He'll still owe you at that point.
I know.
Definitely.
Okay.
So that's a reminder for a few months from now when he still hasn't paid me. I haven't forgotten, Frankie.
Alright, so last episode we came back to Oakfen. We found out that you already knew that they're not really allowed to go outside the village because there's dwarves cracking down on them. The elves can't really organize militarily, but the guards are going to help you, you know, come out, either dig some traps and shit for the Cyclops who's on his way, and you were also given Dunder, the mage apprentice, who is gonna come help you get some enchantments and all that good stuff.
Quote unquote, the best we can spare.
He is the best they could spare. He is a spare. So yeah, you're heading out to the forest outside of Oakfen, between Oakfen and where Bicops, the Cyclops, seems to be heading towards it, and he'll be here within, you know, 2 or 3 hours. You can kind of hear, if you listen really closely, you can hear trees falling down in the distance, so you have a good idea for how close he is, and you'll
okay.
Obviously know he's not going to sneak up on you. So yeah, you're in the forest, you're going to, I assume,
yeah,
tell people to start digging holes, whatever. So I guess, do you want to take a look at Roll 20? How do you want to... Mm-hmm. What kind of traps do you want to set up and where?
So is what you're saying that on Roll 20 there's like a little,
I made a
of
little
forest.
I made a little
we
forest
can, like,
here.
Indicate
should
you
I,
what we want?
Yeah. Do you want
to? I would like to take a look.
Yeah, let's gather up for a second. Huddle
okay.
up.
Okay. Yeah, those are your characters.
Hey, we went to the forest. That was the right plan, apparently.
Are any of these trees like smaller than others?
I mean, they're going to vary in height,
like,
but there are no, like, bitch trees, if
okay.
that's what you're asking
yeah.
for.
Yeah, okay, so
you guys, do you want there to be bitch trees?
Bitch, do we?
I can say there's one bitch tree.
Yeah, which one is the bitch tree?
Oh, there's, like, a very obvious bitch tree
okay.
here.
Please show us which one it is.
This one.
Okay, yeah, that's the bitch tree.
Yeah.
That's actually, that's, like, barely, that's, like, a bush. That's kind of like, you know how capybara, like, are totally just really lame bears, but
yeah,
people
yeah, yeah.
make them seem cool by saying they're really, like, ballin' rodents.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
So that tree is definitely a really ballin' bush.
Yeah.
Okay.
Masquerading
so
as a tree.
How tall are all these trees? Average height.
Like, about as tall as Cyclops, or?
About as tall as Cyclops.
Okay, so.
So here's my thing. The trees he was knocking down earlier, were they all about his height too? Or were we all
yeah,
talking
I mean,
about the same size?
Or, I mean, you know.
So why is he just
take.
Not going to knock down these trees as opposed to tripping over our fucking ropes?
Oh, he's going to knock them down.
So we'll guarantee. So.
Well, if he can walk between trees, he's probably going to prefer to not waste time knocking down trees. Because they're still trees and they're still rooted.
So
he's
like,
also not breezing through them. You do move faster than him when you're not, when you're in the trees.
Yeah.
But. When, like, you saw him running, he was running about your speed, I would say.
So, what we're saying is somebody needs to engage him.
Well, yeah, well, remember, I've already used my, like, illusion thing that I can do.
Oh, we can
remember
do that.
That?
Okay.
Yeah, like, I can...
So I don't need
I
to be light bait.
I can make,
I can
like,
be light
sounds
bait. I don't mind that.
And stuff, I think,
I'm
too.
Probably more agile than you.
Right?
Possibly. I mean, I've got athletics and acrobatics.
I do, too. Also, I'm a frog.
Oh, so I'm a dwarf. We run really fast.
I believe I also have acrobatics.
Yeah, I mean everyone.
Fucking
so
everybody
takes.
Oh yeah, at this point,
oh, well,
at this point, I turn to Lil Justice and I say, "Just a quick little question. Perhaps on a scale of 1 to 25, how would you rate that manticore belt around your waist? Like on a scale of 1 to 25, how
yeah, I can make a
was that guy that you killed to get it?
He was actually very hard to kill, but I tricked him." And I got that belt. It was very hard, but I got it. I would, on 1 to 25, let's say maybe 19.
There you go, guys.
We did it, boys!
I told you I had one question that could totally get
Oh,
that.
Successful mitigate was successful. Well done, Charlie.
Yeah.
Was it?
Was
yes.
It?
Oh, fuck. Seats of Dado P.
So wait, do you guys want to, like, pick where trenches and ropes
go?
Yeah,
that's what we should do. What I was saying
trenches?
Is my minor illusion can make sounds and images. So we can, like, lure him, like, distract him and lure him to things with that.
Mm-hmm.
I at least that's what I plan to do when I'm not firing lasers, which, of course, is my bond.
So is this essentially just set up battlefield however we want it?
Yeah.
Red. Okay.
Where do you want this?
I was thinking, right around through there.
Through here?
Yeah.
No. Let's set up our ropes first. I want
to
set up our ropes, like,
I feel like we should
here.
Put ropes between, like, damn near every tree.
You can do that. Whatever. You
We're building a ropes course for the smelly children.
Why are the children smelly?
Because they're elves.
Oh, you're right.
There is a scent in the air. Let us not discuss it.
All right. You're probably going to want to...
We'll also know what we're looking at.
We could weave
that
more
good.
Of a net
okay.
than, a, like, just single rope, since it is a giant...
Yeah, you got a few hours.
Oh yeah, we don't need to have those be the only ropes. Like, I think we should have them in, like, I think we should do them kind of in layers. I think we should do ropes followed by trenches followed by ropes.
I like
so
that.
Like
Agreed.
Ideally he
Agreed
falls
completely.
He falls over
he trips over
a
rope falls
like
into,
a
trench.
Into a trench.
Yeah, okay.
That's what I'm
good
I'm
plan.
We
yeah,
go
yeah,
for.
I like that.
Okay. Well,
now
me...
we should have
yeah.
we should have some trenches and ropes where there isn't that stuff around it just because
we need places to stand.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, so, like, just for the sake of, like, keeping a little bit with the story, like, we can't just have infinite trenches in the roads.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a limit. I'm not going to let you
well,
turn
the trenches
this whole
probably,
thing can't be a giant
trenches
trench.
Are
the trenches
less
are
like,
probably not, like, 8 feet deep. You know what I mean? They're
yeah.
probably just, like, things that trip in.
Yeah.
So basically similar to the ropes.
Mm-hmm.
Are there spikes in them, or...?
There might be, but the important thing is falling over a rope, he gets up, falling into a trench, he'd need to, like, you know, find his footing again.
Okay.
So, there's benefit to both.
How high are these ropes? Are you able to get under them?
I don't really think...
What would ankle height be for him?
I bet you Harlow can walk under them.
Yeah.
Lazor and Lil Justice would probably need to duck to get under them.
Just play a little
but it's like, if you're walking along, like, the street and there's, like, a tree with a low branch that a human might need to, like, do that, that's what I'm picturing these ropes are like.
I have no intention of fighting around.
If he's 25 feet tall, I feel like they're going to hit him, like... Yeah, like, around his
yeah,
knee.
Yeah. Okay.
You know what I mean? Okay,
yeah.
so...
But somewhere, like, between the knees and the his feet.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is
do we like trippy ropes.
Yeah, nothing to be too conspicuous though.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we want to have?
I assume you'll put like leaves on him, so he's not he can't easily see these.
At
right?
least the trenches he can't.
Trenches are
their
yeah.
ropes are probably a little harder to hide because they're like suspended, but they're also.
But he doesn't seem to be like looking
stuff.
Like he's looking down anyway.
Yeah.
He doesn't seem like.
Once
guy,
he trips over the first one,
he's going.
He's probably going to figure out.
Yeah, but he's also dumb, and we're going to be hitting him in the eye. So
this
I'm not all that much concerned about camouflage
ropes. Do we also want to have possibly, like, ladders on trees?
I'm going
to
say these are pretty easily climbable
trees. Yeah,
you can put ropes, like climbing ropes, on the trees to attach them to branches to make it easier.
Okay.
Because I expect you can move in up and down.
Let's do that.
I think
I'm our only party member that's actively going to be fighting from tree to tree, though, because it's super easy for me.
It's easy for you, but Harlow can do it too. And, like, I might, like, camp in one at certain points. I honestly feel like most of this fight is going to be us in trees.
Okay.
That's plausible.
Yeah.
If
that's how you guys want to play it, then we can do
that. I actually had not pictured it that way, but
because
okay.
this is going to be difficult terrain for him. He's going to be moving half as fast because he's got to push over trees and shit. You're going to have time to, like, climb up and, you know, do whatever you want.
Not to mention...
As long as he's not actively just chasing one person and, like, on their ass, you'll have time to...
Also, not to mention, I think all of us being in the trees makes it more difficult... we give him less of a target.
Yeah, and you can hide in the leaves so he doesn't necessarily know where you are.
Exactly,
I
yeah.
think also, like, we shouldn't just do rows.
Mm-hmm. Lazor, what's the range on your Lazor?
Because if he's going to be wandering around, like, we want him everywhere.
So can you play sniper, essentially?
Oh, yeah.
Although there will be
trees,
trees
in
the way.
Between, though, so, like, I have to, you know.
You'll need a line of sight.
Fuck,
can
that's
I
a good idea.
Recommend...
And none of these trees are taller than him, right?
That we do...
They're about his height. Maybe some of them are slightly taller.
Okay, if there's a tree taller than him,
Can you be at the top and play sniper for us?
I still would need to be fairly close to get line of sight in comparison. Like, if there's a tall tree, maybe there's a little leeway on some of them. But the way I conceive of this fight is not I can set up camp right in front of the town and, like, just fire at it freely while you guys do the fight. I think I have to actually move around a little bit.
Okay.
I'm glad you asked, because I, like, wrote it off out of habit, but for all we know, Joe could have been like, oh yeah, of course, it's what I thought Lazor was going to do, and, like, had it all ready for that.
Are you filling both trenches full of spikes?
Absolutely.
Okay.
About it is that I don't know how much the ropes and trenches will help. He's still so powerful, he almost killed Avi with one hit.
I'd suggest not getting hit, personally.
Yeah, but that's tricky.
It's going to be a lot of fighting from cover.
Yeah, but that's tricky.
Can we move... Can we move this battle to the Red Forest? And then can we have the mage just set it on fire?
There is no way he's setting their sacred forest on fire. He's like, that's a cemetery
for
elves.
He's an elf.
He's
right.
Not going to burn down all the elven grave markers.
Do matches exist in
the game? Bro, you want to come to the cemetery and, like, destroy all the corpses of your friends and, like, family? Is that cool with you?
He's pretty young. He probably didn't know anyone.
Wait, it's cool. It's cool with me if it's a cool...
You gotta roll a 20 on
cool
that
guy.
Persuasion check to get him to destroy the corpses of his family and friends.
I would love
easy.
That.
I don't
everybody
know why
I'm getting
lucky.
So into this racism.
Oh, don't worry, Andy. I'm definitely taking lucky.
I'm gonna probably be up by most northern trench.
Okay, where do you want to be?
Joe,
would
be up in
I would probably
street.
Be near you, right?
Yeah, we should stick together.
This tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Plus, I have beer that I can give you that, like, gives you power.
There you go.
Well, that'll be my first turn.
So we're just, like, chopping his big toes off so he can't walk, right?
Yeah. It worked in that last fight.
What was the plan?
Well, we're going to wall up on toes.
Not a horrendous strategy.
Well, that's what I was going to do in the cave, but then I saw you almost get killed, and I was like, you know what? Maybe let's not hit him.
You should call plant Azor.
Yeah, also, don't get stepped on.
Be fake.
Okay.
Like,
it'd be really fun.
Harlow,
can you just crawl up
gonna,
his butt?
You
just,
also
like,
want to be near, you want to, like, hide behind this tree or something? Or do you just want to be like...
Guys, I think Daxman had the best idea for this whole fight.
Let's hear it.
Avi can crawl up his butt and chop him up from the inside.
That's true.
That's an option.
I want to be behind that tree.
Was everybody serious about that? Or am I being trolled?
Yeah, just, like, getting his butt.
And Dax is probably going to be near me.
I think you're serious.
Just ask Blast.
Wait, what? Dax what?
Dax is going to be near me, if you want
to
take a look.
There's another
am.
Little tree, like, to the side. Because, like, I think the only one of us that should be visible is Phazor.
Yeah.
Fake Lazor.
I gotcha.
Phazor.
Okay. You want to be... Well, it's up to you. You don't have to...
Because there's no reason
where
for
you
anyone
be?
To be in harm's
Charlie.
Way at the start.
Charlie's here.
Put fake
Lazor
directly on top of the trench and put me in that tree right behind the trench.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I shouldn't be in the trench because I don't want to, like...
Yeah, really
totally
tip
him off in the trenches there. So I'm
well,
although if
no,
it's an
you'd
illusion,
be
you might
be
able
on
top
of
the leaves.
Oh,
so
yeah,
because
it's an illusion.
So
it
looks like it's
there.
Sturdy ground.
Actually, that's perfect. I totally forgot about that.
Where's Four going to be?
Right here.
In that tree?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because as soon as he falls into that trench, I'm leaping down right on top of him and shoving my sword right up his ear.
Yo, this is going to be so much fun.
You and I both know it's not going in his ear.
All right, where do you think
we are the ass blasters.
Do you have any recommendation for where you want Sabadia to be? She's not decisive.
She sucks.
Fuck off and don't die is my plan for her, honestly.
Have Sabadia, like, in that tree.
Okay. Can you...
Because that way she can, like, see us to cast on us if need be, but, like, she's not gonna get hit.
Well, here's my question. Does she know literally anything that she can cast to help heal us? Or is she just making shitty potions?
Right now, she's making shitty potions.
Mm. Great, okay.
So she'll reveal to you on the way that she now... she was practicing with throwing knives. Since she lost her good knife.
That's
and
true.
Craig gave her some throwing knives to use, and she's
did
been practicing
she,
with them.
Does she have extras, or did she give us all of the potions?
She gave you all the potions she had.
Okay.
But she can't cast
anything.
She
gave Lil Justice... She doesn't have one for herself. She gave that one to Lil Justice.
So she has nothing to heal us with, and all she can do is throw knives?
Correct.
Honestly, I feel like tell her to just stay in the fucking town.
All right, if you want it.
Like, I don't think she's any use to us.
Nah, she can throw some knives.
She's in
you
the
know, she does have wings. She
knives.
Could fly.
She's another turn.
We don't actually know that.
She's another turn that someone can use to distract or throw knives.
Oh, actually, that's a great idea. Live bait is a great use for her.
That's what I'm thinking. She can,
lie
around his head and distract
him. Your character is not suggesting that.
This is players to player. Yeah.
My character might be.
My character would definitely suggest
that. It would be quite useful if you would act as live bait. That would be so... It would be a great utility to us.
Is Lizard true?
I'll correct you and say we don't want to call her live bait.
He's a robot.
I'll just ask it.
He fires lasers.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Remind me what his bond is again?
To always fire lasers.
Exactly right.
Okay, so are we all set up where we're going to be?
I think so.
Sure are.
All right.
Well, actually, his ideal is to follow the primary directive, and the primary directive is redacted. And his secondary bond is to always fire lasers.
When you say redacted, do you mean we're going to find this out eventually?
Redacted.
Got it.
Maybe, maybe not. Maybe never.
It's redacted.
Okay. While they're all building shit, I'm going to say Harlow's kind of standing back watching, amused by
drinking
all these
beer.
Elves. Yeah, drinking his mint julep, watching all these elves do work for him, and just being like, yeah, over there. kind of point him around, I assume.
Yeah, definitely.
And while this happens, he notices somehow it seems like the puzzle box must have dropped out of Lazor's pocket, and it's just kind of sitting at his feet, seeming to be pulsing.
You know, I'm going to give that a wallop.
Nobody else seems to notice this. You're kind of by yourself, so yeah, you go for
this
it.
This is important.
16 plus my strength would make that a 19.
All right. How you coming at it? You just slamming down on it with the hammer?
I actually, I see a tree in the distance, and I got my hammer. I'm going to sort of do
So he swings up
at it like a golf swing. Like a little golf swing.
Oh, you mean the attack we do?
Yeah.
Okay. You go for a golf swing, just smiling your ass off, ready to smack it into a tree.
Yep.
You come crashing into it. It doesn't move. Like it weighs hundreds of pounds.
Do we do one of those cartoon things where like the vibration goes up and my whole body shakes?
The hammer hits it hard as fuck. You connect. And like you're really pushing, but it is not moving. But as you're hitting it, you see a slight crack form in it. Suddenly you hear what sounds to you like thousands of voices crying out. And a little bit of, like, dark energy seems to escape from it. And you feel like you just did something bad.
Alderaan!
A thousand voices right now. So, yeah, you feel like you did something bad. You're not sure you should tell anybody this just happened.
A big swig of my beer to forget what I saw.
All right. Do you want to give that back to Lazor?
I do not touch it, but I say, Lazor! I think you dropped something over here.
Ah, but of course, I shall place this back in my compartment.
Okay. So, the next
We did officially decide my compartment is a bag of holding?
Correct.
Okay.
Which, I think it's got, like 40 feet? 40
it's,
cubic
it's
cubic
something,
feet or something?
It's something really
40
big.
By 40 by 40?
Yeah.
It's really silly how big it is. Oh, living things can't really go in there, though.
Well, good things.
I think they can survive.
Really they can survive for as long as you could. If
like
you
10 minutes, I think, before it runs out of air.
Right.
And it has to be small enough to fit in it. So
yes.
Maybe like a gnome or some shit, or like something small.
Wait, 40 feet by 40 feet?
Yeah.
This dude's only 25 feet.
Yeah, I can put him in my
apartment. But it needs to fit in the entrance. Unless you want to like reduce him.
I have a pretty big compartment.
You have enlarged reduce.
Can we shrink him? How bad can we... How much can we shrink him?
Why did we think of that?
Holy shit!
He kept saying large reduce, and I was like, we're not talking about reducing.
Jeez, shut up. I think it halves his size. So
I don't want to put him in my compartment. He'll break
but
all the
But we could
stuff
still get him to...
He'd still be 12 and a half feet
He'd still be 12 and a half feet tall.
12 and a half feet's way more manageable.
And then if we embiggen you would be bigger.
Wait, how long does the reduce and large spell... Okay, so it's a really bad idea... Because if he expanded to a size that didn't fit in the bag of holding while he was still in the bag
Nobody's
of holding...
Nobody's saying anything about putting him in your fucking pocket.
Yeah, he like terrorist
What we're saying is we can make him a more manageable size.
Oh, yeah, I guess
yeah.
Yeah.
I was just going to say, I have a feeling if you put something in a bag of holding that suddenly expanded beyond the size of the bag of holding, you might ruin the universe.
Oh, yeah, you'll like tear a hole in the universe.
I think we would, like, it would end the campaign.
Yeah, like, the world.
sense.
It would be sort of like what you just did.
Bagpulled is a really, really useful, like, common D&D item that has a lot of ways to just, like, completely end the world if you do something wrong with it.
Yeah.
That's really cool, actually.
I kind of want to find out.
Because if you, like, if you try to put another bag of holding inside it, like...
Well, it's if you put...
Because it's its own, like, pocket universe, so if you try to, like, fuck with universes...
No, bag of holding inside a bag of holding, I'm pretty sure is okay. What's not okay is portable hole inside a bag of holding.
Maybe.
Portable hole inside a bag of holding.
That sounds like
that
Futurama episode with all the boxes.
Yeah. That ends the universe.
Okay.
Yeah.
Reduce. Concentration up to a minute. Target size is halved in all dimensions, and its weight is reduced to 1/8 of normal. This reduction decreases its size by one category, from medium to small, for example. He is huge, so he would become large. Reduced.
I'm surprised that he's huge.
He's like the very edge of huge. Like a little bigger,
yeah.
Then he'd be like gargantuan, I think.
Well, I forgot gargantuan is the size. Never mind, then it makes sense.
Until the spell ends, the target also has disadvantage on strength checks and strength saving throws. The target's weapons also shrink to match its new size. While these weapons are reduced, the target's attacks with them deal 1d4 less damage. Oh, that's way better than Bane. This
yeah.
can't reduce damage below 1.
Yeah, so that makes sense, especially because since he's already huge, we'd reduce him to large, so he would still be able to trip on things.
And probably not big enough to push over trees at that
mm-hmm.
point.
Yeah.
But
then our ropes and trenches actually will be helpful.
But he might be able to maneuver between the trees a little more easily.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine.
I think we're
right.
actually okay with that, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But also, the trenches have leaves on them, so...
Yes.
And we got that set
yeah,
to throw knives,
yeah.
and she said she's getting good.
Probably like hit his eye.
Yeah,
that's
what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Before.
Yeah, like best case scenario. Well, not best case scenario, but like you know.
I turn to Sapadi and I say, "All right, you literally have one job: throw knives at his eye."
I can do that,
but like, just so we're clear, don't start doing it until we say like. Sapadia start, otherwise you might give away your position and you
the
know.
The code word is Rochambeau.
Got it.
Okay, that is fine. I approve of that code word.
Also,
that's good.
Don't get yourself killed. Like, fly away with your wings and stuff if you have to.
I won't get killed.
Good enough.
I always said this in character voice. Sapadia sucks. I hate Sapadia. I hate these things.
She's doing her best.
Sapadia
yeah,
is such a
yeah, Andy,
shit.
In retrospect, I'm so sorry I voted for tanking her with us. I'm
yeah.
so sorry.
Yeah.
Do you want to unvote that?
No.
It's a bit late for that, isn't it?
Oh, it's way too late for that.
Okay.
Sapadia's been around for, like, so many episodes.
Oh, I thought you meant on this specific,
No, no, like, at the very beginning where we had option to take a fucking Dragonborn Paladin with us or this shit.
Yeah, we went with Sapadia.
Oh, Frankie was like, well, hey, guys, I think she's maybe the most interesting character because I'm Frankie and I'm not showing up anyway.
Didn't you also vote for her number one? I think we
he
called
did.
You out on
I went, no,
no, I went back to
it,
my records.
You're right, and it's because Frankie successfully convinced me and now I'm filled with nothing but buyer's regret.
All right, so I guess... Let's get started. These guys, the other elves are like, we kind of got to get back, but like, good luck. They're all going to bail, and Terrell's going to, you know, stop for a second and say, we're all counting on you. Good luck.
And I go,
call
like,
me Shirley.
Everybody.
Let us go.
Yeah. All right. He
and I say,
he's just going to kind of make a rude gesture at you and leave. the sound of trees knocking down has been getting closer and closer, and at this point they're very close. Oh, where's Dunder at this point? Where are you hiding this little douche?
Yeah. What's his range for casting? Put him directly in front of the Cyclops.
I would say
he
put
is
him,
wearing a red shirt.
Put him like there,
all.
And let's have him cast the spell after he trips in the ditch.
Where do you want
him? In this tree.
I mean,
okay.
That's assuming. That he does trip in a ditch and does knock the trees over, I think it would be...
I think he's going to go towards my illusion with his first turn and trip and fall into that first ditch, even if the others are harder to have pull off.
Okay, the only thing I think is,
like, pretty likely to have that.
You want a fucking crazy way to do a surprise attack slash throw an enemy off guard? Fucking shrink him to half his size. That's going to be jarring.
That's true, but we already have my illusion.
Mm-hmm.
The bigger
they are, the harder they fall, though.
You don't what?
The bigger they are, the harder they fall. Though.
This is
that is, true.
That is a thing that people say.
Yeah.
Do you guys all want to roll for initiative?
Yeah.
What
the fuck is initiative?
Fuck. Do what? Do I add?
Dex. Your dexterity. I got 5.
I got 6.
Do I roll with me?
Yes.
Everyone rolls a d20.
Remember your claims?
Plus your dex.
We're basically all holding our action
Joe, what is my
until
dex?
He...
What's
6 plus dex is dex. Wait. Damn it.
Charlie, your role doesn't matter all that much here because
wouldn't
we're going to hold...
Dex?
We set up. We're holding action until he acts.
That's
so we're basically
just
determining our order within ourselves.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
First
I just always like to have the first hit.
Yeah.
Little Jess is going to show us how it's done.
What did you get?
9 plus
whatever
dex.
Is initiative is.
Mm-hmm. Is dex modifier, whatever that is. Yeah.
Plus dex is dex. You should open up like a nerd shop called Dax is Dex.
You know what?
That would be a great name for a card shop.
Plus,
yeah.
It would be. Plus 1.
Plus 1, so 10.
You hear the sound of the Cyclops.
Oh shit, we shouldn't call the illusion Phazor, because if Lazor dies, I'm going to replace him with his cooler older brother, Phazor, who's exactly the same, and like he knows all of you guys, so it's basically like Lazor never died.
Yeah.
it's like that scene from Beer,
shit.
From, what
Beer
it,
Fest?
Beer Fest.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, most definitely.
Just call him, I can't believe it's not Lazor.
I am Phazor.
If I die,
fake
I'm going to be exactly. honest, I'm going to go complete other end of the spectrum, and I'm going to have, like, a Nancy boy bard.
Also right. Equally correct for you.
Yeah.
That would be pretty great.
All right, so you hear the sound getting closer of the trees falling down, and everyone sets up in their...
Can you sing the song for us?
Cyclops Village.
Actually, he's pretty pissed off right now, so he's like...
Cyclops!
Man version?
Cyclops! Village! Garden Maker! Cyclops! Village!
Yeah, so Lazor is set up in a tree. Lil Justice has set up on the ground by a tree behind a ditch that was built with spikes in it. You've put up a whole bunch of ropes to between the trees to, you know, trip him. Lazor cast illusion to put a fake Lazor on top of one of the ditch. Yeah, Phazor on top of the ditch.
Phazor is a character in his own right, I've decided.
Yes. Okay.
Because he just kind of looks like bitch Lazor if you look at him too closely. Because the whole way the minor illusion works is that it's not like super perfect, so people can detect it with like really good like spell save DC. So, like, if you look too closely, he kind of just looks like a lame version of Lazor.
Harlow takes a look at Phazor, and deep down secretly hopes that perhaps after multiple uses and over time, Phazor develops sentience.
Okay, you do that. So Lil Justice...
And he thinks that maybe he just saw Phazor wink at him.
Yeah, sure. Do you want Dunder to be in a tree?
Yeah.
Or should he just be hiding behind a tree ready to run?
I had him up in a tree.
Okay. So Lil Just or Forg, Dunder, and Harlow's on the ground?
Yeah, I'm on the ground.
Forg, Dunder, and Sapodilla are all in trees behind the ditch. Harlow and Lil Justice are behind trees on the ground to the sides of the ditch. And Phazor's on top of the ditch. But there's, like, some leaves covering it, so you can't immediately tell. And because he's an illusion, he's not giving away the fact that it's not solid ground beneath him. Bicops finally breaks through to the area where you are, into this little clearing. In the distance, as he's coming close, he kind of, you know, realizes that there's some stuff around. He doesn't notice the ropes, but, like, he notices things are weirdly silent, at least. And he just calls out, 3, 5! Fum! Which, in giant language, translates to, please return what you've taken from me.
I was really hoping you would say Cyclops Village.
Fucking
it's like a play
insane.
On that thing you'd say.
It's the thing.
So he finally breaks through. He sees Phazor, immediately looks at him. He's grabbed, like, a branch as a weapon.
Did not think about that.
Yeah.
That's a good call.
So, yeah, he's looking a little cut up from, like, pushing through trees. He's got some cuts and scrapes on him from just branches cutting past whatever, and he's looking mad. He sees Fezor and immediately says, You ruined Cyclops Village. Ah! He starts charging for Fezor. Let's do a athletics check, I guess I'm going to do
for just like a dex save.
Yeah.
And it's on the ground.
Of course, it's Joe rolling a die.
Nope. Okay, so he's going to trip over that and fall into this ditch.
Solid.
I guess he's going to fall right on top of Fezor, unless Fezor's going to move. Can he?
I don't think he can.
Okay.
I think Fezor just kind of is stationary. I think Fezor is
just sitting. Well, at least last time you got him to do the motion.
Okay, well, you know what? I don't care what the rule books say. He can move a little bit.
Is he trying to run?
How about this? He can't move in any way that, like, would change his location. Like, he can't lead people or whatever. But I can have him, like... I can make him an animated GIF.
Okay.
Okay.
Is he scared?
I like the idea of it not moving perfectly.
So Bicops is going to fall straight through Fezor, who's just gonna like shimmer away.
I give a little yelp.
Yeah. And he's gonna come down.
Saw a look in Fezor's eye of longing.
He's gonna come down straight
knowing.
Into this pit, and I just like chest first on these spikes.
Nice, guys.
Harlo wouldn't have cared so much had I just said my illusion, but since I named him Fezor...
Give me a second.
I've been wandering with Martha for a while. I get attached to things really easily.
I think there's...
I like
my
Fezor.
Dog.
Oh, solid.
I think there's a recommendation for what a spike trap does in terms of...
I just gave... My character.
Forks is all his stats.
Just
so
I can have him, or have her, as long as she does not encounter any, like, as long as she doesn't, like, do anything in battles.
Okay.
So she's sort of like a Scooby-Doo type, which is great, because our characters are on the way to a possibly haunted mansion.
Solid.
Yeah.
That is great.
That's actually what we're doing.
Yeah, did you not... did you not pick up on that?
No, I totally did. It's just,
okay.
It makes me chuckle every time I think about
that
it.
That is 2d10 piercing damage from the spikes.
Fucking solid.
Ooh, wow.
Roll them.
Damn.
Yeah. You want to roll this, Andy?
Yeah, I do.
Rather than watch me roll 2 1s, I'll let...
3?
Wait, 2d10.
7. This is the D10.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
3 and 7.
10. Okay.
10?
So we split.
Okay.
It.
Good.
Nice.
10 damage right off the bat.
Yeah.
So yeah,
that thing
probably
has like 400 health.
Yeah, he's big enough that these aren't like.
Did you seriously just like try to correct my dice choice? You looked at that as like, Andy, you're supposed to roll a D10. I fucking know. I'm sorry, I didn't roll the D4 like you wanted.
I deserve that.
I want to sit on the ground with Andy.
Okay, the spikes aren't long enough to, like, pierce into his, past his ribcage. They cut him pretty bad on the chest. He's got, like, you know, the row of cuts along his chest and just yelps out in pain. He's like, argh! And he's gonna start trying to get up.
So they're, like, really big splinters, that's all.
Yeah, I mean, a few of them probably stuck in, so he's got, like, imagine a little spike sticking at me, like,
wooden nipple?
Yeah, like a big splinter, and I'm like, argh! Next to Gup... is Sapadia, actually. So, oh, actually, she didn't get the signal. Should she...
Yeah, she
are you
holds
call
her
out?
Action.
No, she holds, because he's
okay.
Now face down.
Yeah, she's going to hold her action.
We can't attack
ready,
the eye yet. Yeah.
Ready the knife.
Now, are we allowed to give that signal at any point, or do we have to wait for our turn for that?
You could probably do it as a minor action on your own turn.
Okay.
And then that would probably trigger her to take her turn immediately after your turn, because she's holding her action.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Or actually, well, she would interrupt your turn to do it.
Oh, okay.
Because that's usually how that works. The trigger,
okay.
Like, whatever.
That's fine. Gotcha.
That's
even better. With logic and code,
yeah, that's,
yes.
That's better. So.
Yeah.
Okay. So now she's going to hold her turn just sitting there, like, readying a knife, and that's going to be her turn. Next up is... Fork.
Okay. He's face down, right?
He's face down.
Face down prone? Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to leap out of the tree, and I'm going to dive right onto his neck, readying my sword to stab him along the way. Like... full link, like, down A in Smash Bros. Like.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Roll it.
Fucking... I get plus one for my bitchin' sword.
This is a surprise attack. I think I can give you advantage on it.
15.
Do you want to roll? Roll again, just in case you get a crit.
It's 16.
You hit him. So roll for damage. Are you, you're double two-handing this, I assume.
Yeah, so that's 1d10. What do
yeah,
I have here? A note
well,
that says plus two damage for contact.
Yeah.
Did I get a damage buff at some point?
This is a
oh,
D10.
That's on if you hit him with
your
spiked chest plate.
Oh, okay. So if I grapple him, do I get two damage for that? Or
well, if you
damage?
Wanted to body slam him, you could do that, but that would be a separate attack.
Okay.
Body.
So, what?
Body slam!
There will be another opportunity.
No, there won't!
There
this is the only
unless
one!
You die, in which case, not really.
Don't take the risk! Body slam now!
7.
Nice.
Okay. He's going to take 7 damage to the back of the neck.
Yeah.
You're going to, like, get it right in the meat. It doesn't go in too far. He's a little too burly for this. But, like, you know, you do cut into him, and you feel it.
I'm going to use my Seven Brawler bonus action to grapple him.
Okay, like, you're trying to, like, grapple him around the neck, I guess?
Yeah.
Are you, like, choking him?
No, just to, like, stay on him, like, when he gets up.
Okay. I don't think you can grapple him. He's too big for you.
Okay.
Do you want to just get the fuck away from him before he hits you?
Yeah.
Okay. That's a good idea. Because he's going to be mad. So where do you want to go? Show me where you're moving to. You're going from here.
He didn't see me, right?
No, you were, like, on his back. So
can
he's not going to get attack of opportunity here because you're, like, you know.
Can I get back into the tree?
Yeah, but, I mean, you know, could knock it down.
Well, we're going to shrink it.
We're going to shrink
if you do it quickly, yeah. All right, do you want to be in this tree?
Yeah, I want to be in the tree.
Okay, you hop back up into the tree.
Yeah.
That is right next to the dish.
The same tree I came down.
Out of character, Sabine is not that great.
No, she's pretty shitty.
I'm just saying, bigger person, bigger target.
Yeah, but he'll still be big, and, like, I'd rather him be easier for the rest of us to deal with.
Okay. Works for me.
Next up is Lil Justice.
Sweet. So now he's, like, face down still, right?
Yeah, he's still
okay.
Face down trying to get his footing. You know, he's struggling right now. And he just has also, like, a wipe in the back of his neck.
Solid. So I'll go into Barbarian Rage.
Okay.
Nice.
And with my great axe, I swing back and try and bring it down on his ankle.
Okay,
swing
so you're running around here. You're going to come around to his ankle.
He's going to blast his ass.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're trying to hamstring him here. So roll for it.
D20 for attack.
So what do I have to get?
He'll tell you if you
He'll tell you if you got
okay.
it or
yeah.
not.
Yeah.
13.
Plus. Does he gets an attack bonus, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And he also
you
probably
him.
Still has advantage
yes.
because it's still, like, prone in the ditch, right?
Yeah. You want to roll again? See if you got
a
crit?
Yeah, you might as well.
5.
Okay, that no. But you do hit him. So roll.
When you have advantage, you roll twice.
You have a hammer? No, you
great
have
axe.
A
great axe.
Great axe, and you're two-handing it. I think
yeah.
it's a D.
You have to two-hand it. It's a great axe,
oh,
unless
yeah.
you're like a Cyclops. Probably
is it?
Is it
wait, is it D10 or
D12?
D12. You need this one.
Yeah.
3.
Okay, so that's.
I just realized the Lazor can't two-hand things because Lazor only has one hand.
That's correct.
What a great realization.
That, like, didn't occur to me before now.
You're going to do 8 damage coming down on the back of his leg. You don't, like, catch his Achilles tendon, but you're going to get him in the thigh, like, pretty bad.
Okay.
Just, like, slash his thigh, and, like, he's got a good gash there now.
Solid.
Okay. Next up is Lazor.
Oh,
wait, no, I'm sorry. Next up is Dunder. Are you giving him a...
Wait. Also, you got a 5, right?
Yeah.
I got a 6, and at the very least, I'm before him.
I didn't write you.
No!
Oh, I forgot you. Oh, but I remembered Dunder. Yep, wow.
Ugh.
Well,
you know what?
Dunder's,
you know what?
Like, really competent, so...
Fuck this. I'm leaving.
Dunder is
okay,
so
yeah,
competent.
You'll win the tie with Dunder. You tied him.
Okay, cool. Or did you think I was Dunder?
Basically. Alright. Harlow gets to go now.
Okay, I'm gonna follow Lil Justice's lead. I'm gonna run around to the other ankle.
Okay.
And I'm gonna try to hobble him.
Okay. Oh, by the way, Lil Justice, are you, like, staying next to him? Because that's not necessarily the best idea, but you can if you want to.
You can backtrack after the hit.
Because
okay,
he's about
yeah.
to get up and he's
I would like to
very, very strong.
I'd like to
okay.
get the fuck out of there.
Yeah. Normally, when an enemy is, like, standing there, if you want to run up in their face and then run away as you're leaving, unless you use the disengage action, which is just, you know, would take up your action, you can't attack and then disengage unless you're, like, a rogue or something.
Okay.
But normally when you're leaving their range, they would get an opportunity attack against you, and disengaging is being like, whoa, don't fucking attack me, I'm backing up.
Yeah.
But yeah, right now he's prone, so he's not going to get that against you. So where do you want to go now?
Can I go back to where I was?
Yeah.
Sure, let's do that.
Popping in and going right back. All right, so Harlow's coming in. He's attacking the other ankle.
Other ankle. I'm aiming, like, literally for this bone.
Ooh, no. Oh, God. He's going for that ankle bone that I never
wanted. You know that, like, ball joint you have, like, where your ankle meets your foot?
Have you guys ever seen Misery? That's what I'm trying to do.
Ooh. Oh.
No.
You're a dirty bird.
That's a way more specific image.
Okay, roll for it.
Yeah, so, also, I go into my rage.
Oh, shit. Also, I'm sorry, Dax, you should have gotten a +2 to that damage.
That's
because
10.
Of the rage. He's actually... Right. You did 10 damage, Dax.
Hey.
Did you roll for damage?
I've not yet.
And I'll give you advantage as well.
10 plus...
Yeah.
Okay, so then
so you
it's
a
15.
Yeah, okay. Roll again. Do, you get advantage.
See if I... Okay.
See if you break.
That's a 6.
No.
Okay.
Okay. But you do hit him.
Okay, I hit... And I'm two-handing it, golf club style, D10.
Golf club style.
I get a 6, plus 2 damage because I'm raging, so that's an 8.
Plus 3
for my strength, so that's an 11.
Okay, you do 11 damage, so you really come down on it, like, uncomfortably. Like, he screams out in pain is like you hit it with your hammer. You hear a little crack.
Yeah!
Solid.
Like, it's not broken.
Fracturing giant ankles! And then I want to retreat-ish.
Ish?
Yeah, you're here, so where
you
do
know
you want
me.
To go? Oh, no. Not, that's not you.
Feel like there could be... advantage for being behind the dude that's super angry.
Oh, you know what? Yeah.
I'm gonna say he tore down the rope that he broke through. He broke through it when he was falling because he's.
That makes sense.
Because so that's no longer there.
So I'm assuming I hit that ankle.
So yeah, you got his right ankle.
Okay, I'm gonna hide behind that tree.
Okay.
Assuming that tree is still there.
Yeah, the tree didn't get torn down.
Just
it went between the trees.
Okay. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'm going to hide behind there. I'm assuming he doesn't see me go there.
Right. Okay.
So I'm in a tree to the right of his ankle, or to the left of him. Anyway, listeners, I'm at a tree behind the giant.
Okay. Are you giving Sabadia the signal, or are you
Is he standing up yet?
His eye has not been on.
No?
No.
So then no.
Okay, because, I mean, if she waits till her next turn, then, like, she just wasted this.
That's cool.
Which is, like,
she
if you don't want to
waste
away,
space anyway.
Okay.
We'll just keep telling her to hold. Hold. It's like the Battle of Helm's Deep. Wait,
okay.
Is that right?
I mean, he's taking damage from all sides, so, like...
Yeah.
He's not really going to know where the one knife came from, necessarily, but if you want to
That's
hold,
true.
You can, she can hold.
I say hold.
I am not going to say Rochambeau yet.
Okay, fair enough. Next up is Dunder. Did you want him to hold for reducing?
Just reduce him, yeah.
I think at this point,
yes.
Because
yeah,
we didn't tell him not to hold
yeah,
or anything
no,
like that.
Yeah, should just
kind
of do that.
Okay.
We've
yeah,
just told him we
yeah.
want you to make him
yeah.
smaller.
Yeah.
Yeah. yeah.
Presumably you told him that. All right. Then he is going to do that.
Retroactively, we tell him.
All right. Yeah, so he's going to pop out and go, ooh, I'll help, guys. Ooh, reduction. And he's going to cast that, and Bykoff is going to start shrinking down. Just being like, bruh,
bruh. I got this twiddle thing down.
Question.
Yes.
What do the spikes do now since he's shrinking down?
Yeah, I was curious about that, actually.
He's already in him. Like,
but if there's that
he's not, like,
still in
on.
His chest...
I don't
well,
think they're going to go in deeper.
Shrinks
okay.
with him because it's a fantasy world. So the spikes probably shrink with him.
That's
and
true.
You know what?
Anything
That's
you're carrying.
I mean, it is just spell at general blob shrink.
Duke is hanging
that makes
out.
Sense.
Oh. TVMA.
And then Dunder is going to go ahead and run a little further away because he's not confident.
He's super cool.
Yeah.
I'm cool, dude.
All right. He's going to run over to Sephardia's tree and hide at the base. Like, watch. Just peeking out.
I ship them, because they're both...
So he hasn't seen any of us actually attacking yet, has he?
Bykoffs has not seen any of you.
He's aware that he's under
attack. He does know that he's pretty sure he's been hit by a lot of people very quickly.
And he knows he's been attacked, but he hasn't seen A, who's doing it, and B, where they escaped to.
I think he has an idea if since he saw Phazor.
I mean, 2 plus 2 is 4, but like he's a Cyclops and he's dumb.
Yeah, all he saw was Phazor so far. So, Lazor, it's your turn.
Okay, Lazor goes... now initiating a debilitation program, and I cast Hex on it.
Okay, what does that do?
So if it hits, because it's a spell, I place a... Actually, it's a bonus action. I just place a curse on a creature.
Okay.
So you get a regular action, too.
Yeah, I think I just get to place this, actually. Hex. Bonus action... You place a curse on a creature that you can see within range. Until the spell ends, I deal an extra d6 necrotic damage to the target whenever I hit it with an attack. Also, choose one ability when I cast the spell. The target has disadvantage on ability checks made with that chosen ability. I'm picking Dexterity. If the target drops to 0 hit points before the spell ends, I can use a bonus action on a subsequent turn to move the curse to a new creature. A remove curse cast ends it early. It lasts up to an hour, and it takes concentration.
Okay.
So I'm doing that. So he's now got... I put that on him. He's now got disadvantage on dexterity, which is good, because I think dex saves are the tripping shit.
Yeah.
And if I hit him with my laser, since that was a bonus action, I now can take my regular attack. I get to roll an extra d6 of damage. So now 3, 2, 1. So I fire my laser from the tree, and that was A6. So, yeah.
Okay.
But he's still got the curse on him.
You can, I'll give you advantage as well.
Alright. And that is a 23. So that's very different. Okay.
Was that an added deuce or?
No.
No,
it was 19.
No. Okay. So
okay. And then my damage is 7.
That
includes the additional damage.
Okay.
I roll both dice at once.
Alright, how you blast?
Multitask.
Well, he's in the ditch here, right?
Correct.
And I can blast him. Let me just double check how far I get to blast. I'm not sure.
I mean, it really depends on how long it's been since you last blasted.
Hey.
I feel like a champion.
Charlie, don't let anybody get you down. Ever.
Thanks.
I can push the creature up to 10 feet away in a straight line. I am going to choose not to while he is in the ditch.
Okay.
Are you above him?
Yeah.
That could push him down into the spikes, though.
Ooh, like kind of like maybe like digging in a little bit. Well, let me try. Let me let that happen. If I have a downward angle,
where are we coming from?
It's
actually,
there.
You're kind of that's a good angle for pushing him really into
the
more
ditch.
Of the spikes.
Let's give it a shot.
Okay, so yeah, I'm gonna say you're gonna slide him into more of these spikes, and he's gonna slide through them.
Didn't even occur to me.
And. You want to roll for the spike damage?
I'm creative when it comes to violence.
Yo, damn. Okay, so that's 3.
You're
it's also 7.
Okay. He's going to slide through the spikes very painfully.
Does
and
he
take
roll?
An additional 7. Yeah, he's just like rolling. Okay, so yeah, he rolls very painfully over the spikes,
and
they're, like, sticking in him.
Perhaps his eye is now visible?
He's, yeah, I'm going to say he's going to start getting up, because it's now going to be his turn.
Well, getting up from prone is a full action, right?
No, it's half of your movement.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, he's going to slowly, carefully get up. Now he's looking around very confused, trying to figure out where these attacks are coming from, because at this point you're all hiding. And he's just going to kind of take a guess.
Guys,
I think, so that I don't metagame this, I think I'm going to do a roll to see if he guesses correctly which tree this is all coming from.
Well, it's not all from one tree.
Correct. Well, I mean, one of the trees. So he has to choose... He has two trees in front of him. He's probably going to choose between either the tree that no one's in and the tree that Forg is in. So I'll say if he rolls higher than a 10, then he chooses correctly.
Six.
Okay. So he's going to go ahead and... actually, he's not even strong. He's reduced in size. So he thinks he's strong enough to knock down these trees. But he's going to run up and try to bash this tree that's right in front of him. and it's not going to go down. He's going to be really confused. And suddenly he looks up and realizes that the trees are way larger than they were before. And he's just, like, looking around cautiously, just doing the SpongeBob. Like, at this point, I think he uses attack on the tree. so that's his turn.
Solid.
It's going to be Sapodilla's turn. His eye's up now.
Okay, well, that was...
I feel like...
Okay.
Is Sapodilla smart enough to know?
No, we need to...
No, we specifically said there's a signal.
We said you got to hold for the signal. Is it your... Whose turn is it?
Well, it's about to be Sapodilla's turn, so for the sake of this...
Okay.
I'll say, if you want to call it out while he's doing that...
I'm behind. I see that he stood
okay.
up, that he's facing her, and I yell, Rochambeau!
All right. 15, 20. Okay, good. That's not long distance for her anymore.
That is a 19. And she'll also get advantage because she's attacking
8.
Okay, 19. She's going to do 5 damage.
So it wasn't a crit, so she's going to, like, hit him in the cheek, just missing the eye.
Okay.
But, like, it's, you know, she digs it in there, and it's, like, for him, it's like a bee sting. Just,
okay.
Well, actually, more than a bee sting. I'm going to say it's like that anime feel where it's like slices past and there's a second where it doesn't look like a damage and then you get
that
cut and like a little blood drop. It's like...
It flashes.
We've had a lot of those.
Screaming.
Yeah.
And then his hair goes yellow.
no, you don't want that.
Turns into a monkey.
The background.
Phase 2.
Some like purple lizard dude shows up.
Yeah.
Alright, so 4. It's your turn. You're in the tree next to him. You're about 10 feet away from him.
Yeah.
He's probably facing the direction where the knife just came from.
Yeah.
And where was Hefty?
She's over here.
Alright, so I'm going to try to jump onto his back and attack him.
Okay.
Okay, roll for attack.
3.
This is also a surprise attack.
So.
18.
All right, roll for damage.
10. 7.
Plus...
Shove.
What's your attack? Or what's your strength?
Plus 3.
So 10.
10, yeah.
Okay.
Shove.
How are you coming down on him?
It's really how is he coming out bad, you know?
I mean, at this point... Are you back in the tree now, or...?
No, I'm on his back.
He was. No,
were you
was
in the tree?
I was in the tree. I'm coming down
from
the tree.
Back into the tree. So
can you like come from
gave a hip
to just like bounce back up?
Yeah.
I would have to remove my sword. That seems a little difficult.
Fair.
I'm just gonna try and slash him again in the exact same wound I created the first time.
Impetus.
Okay.
Impetus.
Are you coming down on it? Are you slashing across and like running?
Yes.
Okay. Where are
I
you going?
Take as much evasive action as I can.
Okay, so where... Let's see, 5, 10... Where do you want to go? From here.
Sorry, can I get away with both of these?
You can do that. He's going to be...
But that puts me in line of sight, right?
Correct. So he'd probably get opportunity attack if you're going to run past him. If you want to like try to stay behind him or go around, maybe, but like...
I do want to try and stay behind him.
Yeah.
So listeners, I attacked and I ran around him and...
You just kind of jumped past and slashed as you jumped, I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah,
another
like,
anime feel, you mean?
Yes. Yeah,
you really need
when,
to, like, incorporate, like, just adding animated GIFs to this podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you're going to jump across to the other tree on the other side of him, on the other side of the ditch, and you're still behind him at this point, like 15 feet behind him.
Cool.
Okay, next up is Will Justice.
Did I ever send you the gift that I made of myself committing seppuku?
No, but now I really want to see this.
Couldn't see if I could find it. I think it's in hope.
Really sad you never sent it.
What you doing?
Okay. All right. So, just to be clear, because I'm new, I just have a great axe?
Yes.
Okay.
Why did you want some kind of throwing implement?
Well, yeah, I mean, it says... Like, you start with the following equipment, and it has, like, three bullet points.
Okay.
And the third one says an explorer's pack and four javelins.
Do you want a javelin?
That'd be cool.
Sure. It's in the book. You can have a javelin if you want.
Okay.
These were on the back, your back the whole time. Nobody talked about them before.
Please, he's a barbarian. He's got some javelins. It's
fine.
Okay. So you're going to get plus three on this because an almost positive throne goes off dex. And
yes, it does.
And it's 1d6 piercing?
No, this goes off dex.
Okay. So you want to throw a javelin at him from behind?
Sure. Now, he's standing up now, right?
He's standing up, like, and looking at a tree in front of him, like, confused. He just got slashed. He's probably, like, wiping his back, like, swinging around, like, urgh.
Okay.
You are behind him at this point.
Okay.
So actually, hold on. It says here if you, like, for example, if you throw a hand axe, you use your strength, but if you throw a dagger, you can use your strength or your dexterity since the dagger has finesse. Oh, okay. So this doesn't have finesse.
Oh, okay.
So
it's
since
strength.
You're throwing it, it seems like you use your strength.
Okay, so then it's plus five is the bonus there.
Solid. Okay.
What's plus five and not plus three? I'm assuming he doesn't have 20 strength.
Proficiency bonus.
So he gets plus three from his strength.
Plus three
plus
the proficiency.
Yeah, gotcha. Okay.
I'm assuming it's a simple weapon, so he's... Yeah, they wouldn't put it as a starting weapon if he wasn't...
Yeah, no, I'm pretty sure barbarians are trained in simple and martial.
Yeah. Okay.
Sweet. So
yeah.
Right now he's like this, like holding his neck.
Yeah, he's like wiping the back of his neck, like swinging around, trying to figure out what just jumped at him and slashed him.
Okay.
Fucking run it.
You just gonna throw it at his back?
Let's do that.
Or what are you aiming for? Back, head, whatever.
Should I also aim for his ankles with this? What do you guys think?
Wanna try to hamstring him?
Yeah. I kinda want to.
He is shorter now.
He is?
So it's a little easier.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Let's aim at his ankle.
Roll
again.
For him.
Alright, what am I rolling?
A d20 for a hit.
Okay.
That one.
15.
Okay. Once again, surprise attacks.
Well,
all these
15 plus...
attacks.
Plus the 5.
Attack modifier, right?
So it's unnatural 20.
Unnatural 20.
It's a modified 20.
That is a hit, but just roll again just in case you get crit or something. Roll it on the table.
It's an 18.
Roll
it
on
the table.
He has advantage.
7.
Not yet.
Why are you like, it's an 18? It's so good.
It's so good.
That doesn't, as long as, if it's not a crit, then it doesn't matter. Like, he already hit, and this is advantage.
Okay.
So
I like big numbers.
Throw it, roll for damage, and it's d6, I believe, plus your strength. So,
okay.
Yeah, 1d6. Just regular die.
4
plus 3 is going to be 7.
Okay. Plus his rage.
Oh, correct. Thank you for correcting me. So
that's
nine.
Also strength, right?
So 9.
There's a barbarian here because I don't know what rage is.
Doesn't
that plus 2 damage?
Yeah.
I think rage
halves.
I think rage runs out if he goes a full turn without hitting something. Is that correct? Or
that
without at least trying to hit something?
That's all I know.
Yeah, actually, I forgot. Sepedia got another. Should have gotten another turn in there. So I think she's going to throw again.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Because your turn.
She keeps throwing until I say no.
Kalinka was actually on Psychos' turn, and she was holding her turn.
Yeah.
So now she actually gets her turn.
Come on, right in the eye.
She's going to keep throwing until
I
say no.
I think I'm going to be able to assist with this. Oh, I don't know. 12
plus hit bonus.
7. Yeah, 12 plus hit bonus. So that's going to be a hit.
But you can't get it right in the eye, right?
No. I'm saving that for a crit.
That makes sense.
Especially since he's smaller now.
Yeah, exactly.
Two. That's going to be another 5 damage. So she's going to, once again, aim for him. This time, slash the other cheek with that anime slash.
Yo!
Oh! All right, yeah, he's looking pretty bad. His face is really bloody. He's got slashes on the back of his neck and, like, you know... His ankle's already bruising up a little bit.
And
he's got a gash on his other thigh.
Possibly
his
even limp.
Spike marks on his chest.
All right, I think it's time to try diplomacy.
That'll work.
He's pretty mad at this point.
That Joe
feels. How much longer do we have on reduce?
It's like one turn. You got like 5 more turns, right? No, 9 more turns, don't you?
I don't know what the duration is.
A minute.
Reduce.
to man.
Oh, then, yeah, turn
nine,
is...
You got nine more turns.
Turn is 6 seconds?
The turn is, like, 6 seconds.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, we're fine.
So, yeah, you're good. You don't have to worry about that running out, like, at the rate this is going, unless you suddenly really fuck up. Which is possible.
Very possible.
All right,
those kobolds almost got us.
Yeah.
All right, so I'm... Is he facing me at this point? Has he turned around or anything?
No.
All right, so...
And before Cyclops Hogan comes out with the steel chair.
So his back's to me, and the trench is in front of him, and he's, like, standing on this side of the trench...
He's,
that side of the trench?
The trench is between you and him.
The
trench is,
the trench
behind
is between
him.
He and I. I want to.
You could probably. You know where the trench is. You could probably jump it. Or avoid
the
spikes.
Right. You can't push him back into the trench.
That's what I was.
Yeah, I know.
I'm going to go for that same ankle again. The one that I cracked.
Okay.
And so I'm going to run and leap across and get like two-handed bits going right for that ankle again.
Okay. Roll for it.
One plus... Do I get plus the five? but it's still... yeah, no.
Well, is this a surprise?
I'll give you advantage.
Just because.
17.
That's much better.
Plus
right.
the five, so that's 22. And then 10, d10. Is a five plus two is seven. Oh, plus the three? Yeah.
Did you add your range? Rage?
Yeah.
Or two is rage and then three
is strength,
right?
The two is rage and the three is... something?
Strength,
right?
Strength, yeah. So,
ten.
It's a 10.
Yeah.
Okay.
Leaping, swinging ankle that already cracked.
Alright, I'm gonna say you're gonna hit that ankle hard. Like, right on the bruised part. And, like, he's gonna kind of take a knee on this one, not go full down. Are you... Where are you? What are you doing at this point? At this point, he sees you. He comes down on his knee, but like, obviously, he sees you because he's been forced to turn a little bit.
Right.
So
I think it might be smart to start leading him to our other traps.
Yeah, I'm gonna.
I can use phase away to do that.
Oh shit! You could.
I'm gonna run that way and like disappear this way.
Okay. He's gonna get an opportunity attack if he tries.
Oh, right
if you try to run from him, he knows he's being attacked, and like he sees you. So like he's gonna be able to turn around and swing because like this, he's got to get some attacks in here. So if you want to,
how hard was that hit that you took in the cave?
It was hard.
I took 14 damage.
14 damage, and he's got blunt. He's got a blunt weapon. He's got that tree.
Yes.
How much health do you have, Charlie?
What?
Wait,
I have 26, but everything's halved because I'm in rage.
He still has the tree, even though he shrunk.
Yeah, it shrunk with him. Everything
that's
he's
right.
holding or wearing shrinks.
That's right.
Still not sure if worth.
You want to stand and fight, or you want to try to run? Because he's going to get an opportunity attack if you run.
I want to take the opportunity attack and then give him a chance to walk up to you and attack again. Like, I don't think that's very smart.
So I have to just stand my ground.
Or stay behind him.
Just stay between his legs.
He's not that big anymore.
So any action he takes, any move he makes away from
I'm gonna
him,
get
gets an opportunity to attack?
Yeah.
Then I...
Can I leap onto his back from here? Or is that
you
not...
can try.
Okay.
What is that, athletics?
Oh, well, you already took an attack.
Yeah, that's why I asked if it's cool.
That would be an action if you want to like jump on and grab him.
Oh, Jesus.
It's time to play the pain game.
Yeah, I feel like regardless I'm going to end up taking a hit. But I definitely don't want one of that. I guess I stand my ground there.
Okay.
I'm still raging, though. Maybe I'm not his ankle.
If I hit him, I can blow him away from you.
Okay, so I'm gonna stand my ground and chug a beer to numb the oncoming pain.
Okay.
Just like normalize the taste in beer?
Yeah.
Lazor will bring the pain.
Alright, it's Dunder's turn. He's gonna sit there and go, you're doing great, guys.
Can he cast, like, fire tornado or something?
He's concentrating to keep him small.
Yeah, but isn't that... He just can't cast a spell that takes concentration.
Correct.
He can cast, like, you know, magic missile or something.
If he knew it.
He knows it. He's a powerful wizard.
Not bad.
He's the best they could spare. He is
a noble
spare.
In Biggins, the smallest man.
All right, so he, yeah, he's
a
gonna
wizard.
Chew you on, Lazor.
He's a wizard. Okay, fine. He's a wizard, though. so Lazor, you know, well, Harlow's actually in a bad spot. So Lazor is gonna come down from the tree, right?
Okay.
Because he wants to be able to blow.
Okay,
Lazor's
going to move over and get line of sight between some trees.
Can I see Lazor from where I was, by the way?
There's a tree between
you
and Lazor.
Tree,
so I can't see Lazor.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I moved a little bit. I'm here, so when I hit him, I can shoot him that way, assuming I hit him.
Because I wanted to, like, chug the beer and give him a thumbs up. This is okay.
One.
16.
Okay. That would be a hit.
Cool. So I get my necrotic damage and my damage. Woo! Lost that one.
Three!
But I also get, yeah. But I also get to blow him 10 feet. So
okay.
He's at, like...
I'm gonna say he's already destroyed these spikes.
Yeah, yeah,
because he rolled through them.
I get it.
He's a porcupine now.
He was there. He would be, like, just outside
five,
the trench, kind of.
10, okay.
Yeah. Like,
I think he... No, he's still within range to hit Harlow.
Okay.
That's fine.
I did what I could.
Yeah,
okay.
No, I appreciate it.
Yeah,
so
he's also,
I
like,
continue to chug beer.
Take that DBZ, like, take it to the chest and, like, slide back across
and
the
like,
ground.
All the dirt, like, piles
yeah, yeah,
up
yeah.
on his heels. Yeah.
That shit.
That's cool.
Alright, so he does that. Finally, it's Bykops' turn.
I can't believe this is his first turn.
It's the second turn, but it's the first one that he's having a chance to do something. So he is pissed, and he finally sees something to hit.
I'm glad it's me.
Yeah, he looks down at Harlow. He's going to two-hand this branch that he's got and just swing it down on you with all of his might.
Oh, Charlie, what's your AC?
My AC is 16.
Okay.
Solid.
It's a 2, but he gets multi-attack, so he's going to swing again.
8
plus... I think he gets plus 6. What do you have?
16. For my AC?
Yeah.
16.
15. All right, so he's actually going to miss you both times.
Ha ha!
Or I'm going to say, like, first time he's going to slam down slightly to your left just because he's enraged, and the second time he's going to swing across, and I'll let you parry it a little with your hammer.
Okay. He's
going to, like, knock it up and be like, no, not fucking today.
Not today, motherfucker.
All right. It's Sapodilla's turn.
Gonna bring that cave down on you.
She's gonna roll this shit.
Was that a 5? No.
Yeah, that's a miss.
Alright, yeah, she's gonna trying to avoid Harlow because you're kind of between her, so
mm-hmm.
she just is gonna miss off to the right.
What is it? It's like that scene from, Shaun of the Dead where she throws the dart, like,
yeah.
hits him in the
yeah.
shoulder.
It's like that, but fortunately she doesn't hit you.
Yeah.
Alright then, so, fight's looking interesting at this point.
Yeah, I think we're okay.
I know, I'm having so much fun.
Save the roll 20, so we have exactly our position.
Yeah, it's like auto-save.
I figured, I just, you know.
Okay, so we're going to call it there. Things are looking pretty dire for our Bykops. Will he make it?
Probably not.
All right.
I say next time we do try diplomacy.
I hope this is
I think
Bi-clops.
He might be ready to talk.
Fake Bi-clops.
Let's not forget that diplomacy would have worked if Andy wasn't so shit at rolling dice.
That is true.
God, if you were just better at, I don't know, random number generators.
We're going to call it there. Thank you very much for listening. Check us out on Facebook and all that bullshit, Twitter, whatever we got.
Find the secret Snapchat.
Find it. I'm Joe, the DM.
Get started.
I'm Avi, and I secretly feel bad for Bi-clops.
I'm Dax, and this has been fun.
I'm Charlie, play Harlow, and I am so happy none of those hits hit me.
Fucking facts.
I'm Andy, and I play Lazor, the lightly armored, zapping, organic robot. And what was the name for the
Phaser?
Snapchat that was
oh.
so funny? It was D4D.
Oh, yeah,
D
that
for
sounds
D
right.
Bags. Yeah,
yeah
that
right.
was
yeah,
D
for
D, bags.
D, yeah.
Yeah, the sneak secret Snapchat, D for D Bags.
All right. Well.
All right, listen to
that
the
chiptunes.
That was us.
Listen to the chiptunes.
Earl, Cat Scratch Fever. No, we did that like a bunch of times. Like we thought it was like super cool to like drop our weapon, like hit uppercuts, but basically we're just like wailing on our enemy's nuts.
Yeah. You did that a lot.
27.
Your AC is 27?
Yeah.
What?
Wait,
my
that's
AC,
how.
Sorry.
That's a
I suck dick